Hi there. My name's John Grebar. I'm a cardiologist here. I'm mainly at Holland Hospital. I'm employed technically by Spectrum Health. But we have a great group of six cardiologists here, primarily in Holland. We go to Holland, Zealand, and now HealthPoint. Can everyone hear that okay? I suspect the majority of you are here for one of two reasons. By a show of hands, how many of you came tonight with a focus on your health? You're interested in improving your health? You want to know kind of what's going to get you? Oh, so that's about half the room. So I suspect the other half of you are here for the free barbecue and free beer. Yeah, that's what I thought. So I was planning to come too before Matt invited me to speak. So that's perfectly okay. So it's the other half that I hope leave here, at least thinking about your health, what you can do to improve your health. So I've been charged with optimizing cardiovascular health. And just to start with, cardiovascular disease is a leading cause of death. And what we're talking about with cardiovascular disease is atherosclerotic disease of the circulatory system, whether it's the heart, whether it's in the brain, or throughout the body. It's the buildup of fat and cholesterol in what we call plaques, leading to blockages. And these blockages most significantly could lead to heart attacks and strokes. And that's typically what then leads to death. One in four deaths in the, up here, some sobering statistics. Sorry, New Holland. Oh, do you have a pointer on here? Upper left corner, one in four U.S. deaths is related to cardiovascular disease. Take a look around, look at your table. One in four of you, that's just the data and statistics. On top of that, one in four of us, 27%, recognize the signs of a heart attack. The large majority of us don't recognize the signs of a heart attack and call for emergency care when needed. So, one, it's very common, it's the leading cause of death, and when it's occurring, most of us don't even know it. On top of that, smoking has been repeatedly said already, is a huge factor in the development of cardiovascular disease, and 20% of these deaths are directly related to smoking, meaning one in five of them are preventable. If I could develop a drug that led to a 20% reduction in death from cancer, from lung cancer, be retired. It'd be unbelievable. So more depressing news. Aging. It's happening to all of us. It's not good. It's a setup for cardiovascular disease, and it's one of the strongest predictors of cardiovascular risk and cardiovascular events, heart attack and stroke. What happens with aging, and we're all fighting it, is our cholesterol levels rise, and to make matters worse, it's the bad cholesterol, the LDL cholesterol. There's changes in our metabolism, and that cholesterol is going to rise every year. To make matters even worse, our muscle mass goes down every year, especially after 40. Muscle mass is really important, both for cholesterol, optimizing cholesterol levels, as well as utilizing sugars in our body, which helps ward off diabetes. On top of that, our heart doesn't seem to work as well as we get older. Just like everything else in our body, it becomes less elastic. We all know how that goes with our joints and arthritis. Well, the heart's no different. It becomes, the heart slows down, and there's structural changes which lead to reduced performance. And along the lines of loss of that elasticity, that also happens in our blood vessels. So as we age, there's a natural tendency for our blood pressure to rise. So every year that your blood pressure is going to go up, we're fighting that. It's arguable whether aging causes hypertension. It certainly causes a rise in blood pressure. It's not clearly an independent predictor of hypertension that's debated. So a lot of depressing news, and these guys have put a lot on me because everyone has talked about how bad cardiovascular disease is. But there's good news, and I feel good about having all this pressure put on me because this is completely preventable. And if we look at the mortality, or how many people have died from cardiovascular disease this year compared to 1960, there's been a dramatic reduction. So as a society, we've done really well. It's just plummeted, but we could do better. So what can you do to modify your risk? These are the traditional risk factors. Hypertension, age, I already mentioned, your risk goes up as we get older. Family history is a strong predictor. Diabetes, obesity, high cholesterol, excessive use of alcohol and tobacco, and salt and sugars in the diet. So what can you do? I intentionally left off medicines on here because the focus really should be on prevention, exercise, and weight loss. And we talk about it a lot, but we never talk about specifics, and it's kind of a nebulous topic. It's easy to tell someone to exercise, easy to say it's, you know, you need to start a diet, you need to lose some weight. Well, how do you do that? It's hard just to go out and start jogging or start training, but it's small changes every day, and it's having a plan and a commitment to your health. So typically for exercise, what we recommend is a brisk walk, 3 to 4 miles per hour. If you have a treadmill, that's typically a kind of a light sweat. If you have a heart rate monitor on your iPhone or your watch, it's 60 to 75% of your maximum heart rate. So does anyone in here know how to calculate their maximum heart rate? So it's going to be 220 minus your age. And then if you want to be at 60% of that, it's going to be 60% of that number. So, if you don't remember anything from all these talks, that's, I think, one important thing to take home from this, that if, you know, to start exercising and really target elevating your heart rate. I see in the office all the time patients come in and tell me they exercise. They go golfing with a cart. They're watching their grandchildren. They're taking the trash out every week. And that might be exercise if they're getting their heart rate up. But they need to do that more often. They need to get their heart rate into the goal target area, and they need to do it more frequently. Weight loss, 10 to 15% where we'd like to see a start. And I emphasize to the patients we see not to focus on weight loss. The emphasis should be on the strategy. It needs to be on exercise, and it needs to be on diet. So we already talked about the exercise portion. The other part of that's diet. Well, how do you start dieting? It's real hard just to pick a diet and sustain that as a lifelong strategy. So what I would typically recommend is starting small, making small changes, and sticking with them, whether it's substituting fruits and vegetables for a snack once a week. We typically recommend a Mediterranean diet that has the best data in terms of reducing cardiovascular events, heart attacks, and strokes. You just don't switch over to the Mediterranean diet and start eating like that every day. You Google a meal, you start making that once a month, maybe then once every 2 weeks, and you work that in. And you work in these strategies and build up their frequency. And then aspirin and statin, I'll go into this a little bit more on the next slide. Aspirin and statin, those are the two medicines with the most potential to reduce your cardiovascular risk. And whether you should be on one or not, there's a lot of online calculators you can use to determine your risk for a heart attack or stroke. I'd encourage you to do this yourself. It's your health. I'd encourage you to take ownership of that. Go on Google, look one up. They are all very similar. I just plugged in numbers for a 60-year-old white male, Caucasian male, fairly typical cholesterol panel, with high blood pressure, who's a smoker. 10-year risk, ASCVD is an atherosclerotic cardiovascular event, is 23%. With optimal risk factors, you could reduce that to 5.7%. That's your dramatic reduction, and that's all with prevention. So I'd encourage you all to take ownership of your health. Look at your numbers. You can get your blood work done now without seeing your primary care doctor. I'd encourage you to see your primary care doctor. And how many of you have gone in for physicals this year? Let's see, hands. Wow, that's great. So when you go in for a physical, go in with an agenda. Talk to your primary care provider about what you, know what your goals are, what you're worried about. Ask them about your risk for heart disease. What should you do? How can you estimate it? So the bottom feeders kind of got a bad rap, Matt. They're not all that bad. Very healthy options for nutrition in moderation. Just running out of time, so I won't go through all the details. So take home points. Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of disease in the American population, particularly as we get older. Know your risk. Take ownership of your health and talk to your primary care doctor about it. And commit to optimizing that with a plan and start small. On a closing note, I don't know if there's any Spectrum administrators in here. If there are, can you stand up? All right, good. If you're in here, earmuffs. I'm employed by Spectrum at Holland Hospital. They've had a tremendous investment in the cardiovascular care at the hospital. We have a tremendous staff, and they've invested in a new cardiovascular center. Huge investment over the last couple of years, so it's an amazing facility for your cardiovascular care, both in the hospital as well as our outpatient office, which is connected. So thanks to Holland Hospital for providing really first-class, cutting-edge technology in the community. It's something really special.